One of the Spanish dances of the Spanish composer and violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate, Playera, featured violinist Julia Fischer with piano accompaniment by Milena Chaniavska. We also heard the hauntingly beautiful intermezzo from Pietro Mascagni's opera Cavalleria Rusticana with Orchestra Metropolitan, conducted by Yannick Nezet-Séguin. I'm Bill Anderson, the program Bill's Classical Jukebox, and we originate that show from the studios here at 102.9 FM in Collingwood. You can hear us from 96.3 throughout the GTA and 103.1 FM throughout eastern Ontario. And we want to tell you a reason why you should come to Collingwood, and it's something called Whiskey-licious. I think I have their attention already. As soon as I said licious. No, I mean whiskey. Sue Nicholson is the general manager of the Collingwood Downtown Business Improvement Area, and this has become a traditional event. Let's start where we should, and that's at the distillery, one of the, if not the, oldest distilleries in the province of Ontario.
It is, and they have been a great community supporter. You know, they're a local industry, but they get involved in so many of our community groups and organizations and support them. One of their latest ones is the Nottawasaga Lighthouse Preservation Society, which the double-barreled whiskey that they just launched. All of those bottles have bottle tags that go out throughout their selling districts that promote the lighthouse and the work that that group is doing to keep that piece of history in our community.
Yeah, that's a beautiful lighthouse on an island just off the shoreline that got hit by lightning several years ago, and they're trying to preserve it and refinish it and bring it back, restore it. So to do this, you need some money, and to do this, you want to have some fun, and that's what Whiskey-licious is all about. What are some of the events that people can take part in, and many of them I know involve eating at wonderful restaurants with recipes that involve this product?
That's right. I mean, what our culinary experts in our restaurant sector throughout Collingwood have done is to create not only special cocktails using the whiskey and local products, but amazing dishes that you'll find on their menus. One of our restaurants is doing a pairing with chocolate, which is two of my favorite things, whiskey and chocolate. But some of the dishes that you will experience, everything from hors d'oeuvres right through main courses, right through to desserts.
Fantastic. And there is a whole list of restaurants. I'm going to give people a website at the end of this where they can go further and pick up all the details of the, there's over a dozen restaurants, about 15 or so, who are involved with this 10-day festival called Whiskey-licious. But there's more. There is a bartending competition. Talk about that.
There is on Tuesday, February the 6th, at the Lakeside Seafood and Grill. We've gathered all our bartenders throughout the community, and they're going to be competing on creating not only the signature cocktails. There's four signature cocktails that is part of this event, but they also come up with their own special cocktail using the Collingwood whiskey.
And you get to watch them do it, because I have always thought a great bartender needs a choreographer, because it's like a dance.
It really is. And some of them are just really put on a great show, and there'd be an opportunity for the public to choose what they feel is the best bartender and the best cocktail, as well as sample some of their creations.
One of the fundraising things is what they're calling a barrel head art auction. Like, whiskey is stored in big barrels. They have tops. And a bunch of local artists are creating their own, well, I guess, just works of art.
They have got the barrel heads directly from the distillery. So the distillery has actually prepared them for the artist. And there's 12 of them that will be on display starting this coming Thursday, and will continue right through to the last day of the event. It's a silent auction, so you can actually go and see them and put in bids, but it's all online as well. So if you're in the city, you should check out the link is right from the website, which we'll be giving them. And you can actually purchase one of these barrel heads without taking part in the event, but please come to the event, because you'll have a great time.
Yeah, come here. Now, where are these barrel heads going to be on display? At Simcoe Street Theater?
Simcoe Street Theater, which is a lovely theater just off the main street. It's a 100-seat theater that has amazing performance all through the year, but they have a great art gallery adjacent to it, and that's where they'll be on display.
And not only that, the whiskey distillery does not do tours, but there's going to be some kind of a display there.
They've had a photographer go through, and basically you'll be able to see through pictures and stories how the whiskey is made.
amazing. It is the Collingwood Whiskeylicious, a 10-day festival. It starts on February the 1st and is going to run through until February the 10th. And here's that website, CollingwoodWhiskeylicious.ca. You put all that together in one big word, CollingwoodWhiskeylicious.ca. And if you want to telephone, here's the number you can call, 1-888-227-8667. That's 1-888-227-8667. Come up to Collingwood. Enjoy us for Whiskeylicious. Thanks to Sue Nicholson, who's the general manager of the Collingwood Downtown Business Improvement Area. We'll see you at the Simcoe Street Theater.
Absolutely. We're at one of the bars.
Oh, maybe more than one. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
Let's get back to our music. Here's a Mendelssohn Piano Trio.